KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's cloudy and 42 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for cloudy skies today with just a slight chance of rain late in the afternoon, a high around 58. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. The mayor of the city of Exira has resigned, according to a statement issued by Mayor Brenda Bengard. She has had health issues related to stress over city bills, payroll, and closing of accounts. Her health began to decline, according to Bengard, after the retirement of Exira's city clerk forced her to take on additional duties for the city. Bengard said she was proud to have served the city and to have been the first woman elected as mayor of Exira. According to the Audubon County Auditor's Office, the city of Exira has 60 days to appoint a new mayor and must publish its intention to appoint a mayor for the vacancy. The publication must also notify city residents of their right to request a special election by filing a petition. A jury in Atlantic Thursday found a Harrison County man guilty of homicide by motor vehicle. The verdict was handed down against 50-year-old Paul Marshall of Modale, who drove the wrong way on Interstate 80 in Cass County last summer and whose vehicle collided head-on near Atlantic with a vehicle driven by 31-year-old University of Nebraska soccer coach Peter Underwood, who died at the scene of that May 16th crash. Marshall was taken into custody after the verdict and was being held without bond pending his sentencing, which is set for June 17th. He faces up to 25 years in prison. The father of a Council Bluffs woman who was killed in a hit-and-run crash has addressed members of Congress, speaking about losing his daughter and questioning the handling of her suspected killer. Scott Root testified before a U.S. House committee Thursday about the events that followed the January death of his 21-year-old daughter, Sarah Root. Investigators say 19-year-old Eswin Mejia was in the country illegally when he was driving drunk in Omaha and crashed into Root's car, killing her. Authorities haven't seen Mejia since he posted bail and was released from jail in February. He's on the Immigration and Customs Enforcement list of most wanted suspect. Scott Root said his family wouldn't stop until local and federal officials are held accountable and Mejia is caught. A trial has been delayed for a Western Iowa man accused of fraudulently billing Medicaid. Online court records say 52-year-old Darren Washington of Avoca has pleaded not guilty to charges of theft and fraudulent practice. His Pottawatomie County trial was to have begun Tuesday, but is now set for May 31st. Washington allegedly billed Medicaid for services he didn't perform while working for Health Home Family Services. Court records say the fraudulent billings totaled more than $13,400. Police in Council Bluffs responded to a report Thursday evening of a woman who had been shot. And officers were sent to 3141 A Avenue at around 6:30 p.m. They found a woman inside of a Ford Ranger pickup. The woman, whose name was not released, had a single gunshot wound to her upper torso. She was transported to a local hospital. Officers and detectives investigating the incident said at this point, it appears the woman's wound may have been self-inflicted. Authorities say they're not currently looking for any suspects with regard to that incident. Sheriff's officials in Union County said Thursday a man from Mills County was arrested Thursday morning at the Pottawatomie County Jail on a Union County warrant. 21-year-old Dominic James Schloop of Hastings was wanted for violation of parole. Schloop was transferred to the authority of Union County and held without bail at the jail in Creston. And the Cass County Board of Supervisors have a lot on their agenda for their meeting this morning at 8:30 here in Atlantic. Among the items is a review of a construction permit application for Southwest Iowa Egg, a resolution endorsing county funds for a Vision Iowa CAT grant, and adoption of the Cass County Multi-Jurisdictional Hazard Mitigation Plan. The board will also hear and act on a request from the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund for improvements to the county's portion of the City of Atlantic Park, a request for funding from Cass County tourism officials to help pay for tourism brochures, and a resolution for appointment of deputies or assistants by the county attorney, treasurer, and auditor. The board will also hear reports from Cass County Tourism, County Veterans Affairs, and the county engineer as normal. And if the person is available to fill the position, they'll act on appointing a Grove Township trustee. In the funeral announcements, Gilbert Hugenson, age 96, of Elkhorn and formerly of Harlan, died April 21st. Memorial services for Gilbert Hugenson will be today at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Roy Struve, age 92, of Manning, died Tuesday at St. Anthony Nursing Home in Carroll. A massive Christian burial for Roy Struve will be today at 10:30 at Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Catherine Ann Franks, age 81, of Persia, died Tuesday at Emanuel Medical Center. A massive Christian burial for Catherine Franks will be today at 2 o'clock at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Holly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Patsy Jean Peterson, age 87, of Elkhorn, died Wednesday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Patsy Peterson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. James Meisenheimer, age 76, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. A massive Christian burial for James Meisenheimer will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Wayne Brockoff, age 56, of Walnut, died Saturday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. A celebration of life service for Wayne Brockoff will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Denise Beardmore McMartin, age 55, of Messina, died April 17th. A celebration of life gathering for Denise McMartin will be on Saturday from 2 until 4 p.m. at the family farm located near Messina at 72715 Seattle Road. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Peggy Jensen, age 66, of Audubon, died April 20th at Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for Peggy Jensen will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Gray, with Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. Jason Smith, age 43, of Smithville, Missouri, and formerly of Greenfield, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Jason Smith will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Andrew Peterson, age 26, of Audubon, died Wednesday at his home. Services for Andrew Peterson are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.